For 21 years of my life, I experienced daily pains in my back, neck, and or head for headaches. I'm grateful today and for the last couple years, I'm enjoying freedom from that pain. I have a journey here that I imagine will be fantastically useful for you to see how my life was and what things I did that contributed to all my back, neck, pain, and headaches. And how I have freedom from that today, especially in how I live my life different from before. The things I was able to change that I had control over that made a huge difference to my daily experience of life. If you find anything helpful in this, will you please leave a like on the video, because you will feel good about doing that. The way all of this got started for me is through looking to help others. And that's my motivation to make this video, which is also a podcast episode on the Jerry Banfield Show and a blog post on jerrybanfield.com. My motivation is to give you the opportunity for a relief of immense amount of suffering from pain in the neck, back, and head areas. I've experienced so many days in my life. I remember lots of days as a teenager with uncomfortable headaches, with miserable pain, frustration, and shame about it, feeling like I couldn't even talk about my hurt out of not being a man or being weak or being wimpy. And then when I did talk about it, just using it in a way to try and numb the pain. And I remember even praying to God for relief and then being frustrated at God that there was no relief, that I'd have another headache. My mom has had chronic daily migraines for many years, as did her mom. And I'm grateful today that I am free from neck, back, and headache pain on a daily basis. Now, that's not to say that every single day in the past I had a headache, although I say on a daily basis I had some kind of significant neck, back, or head pain. And that's not to say that I never get a headache now. It's to say what happened most of the time was neck pain, back pain, or headaches before. And there was some kind of shift in my life where I started reaching out and helping other people, changing my life, and the things I did, the actions I took, the help I got from others, eliminated my back pain, my neck pain, and my headaches from being a daily part of my life and from being a part of who I am. I no longer identify as a person that has any kind of pain. And that is an immense relief today. I had no surgeries, not one surgery, no operations. I did get injured at work before, and I was out of work as a police officer. During an arrest, I had a back injury, and I was out of work for a few weeks with that. And I went back to work, even though it still hurt. I remember not being able to sleep through the night. I'd wake up and every time I turned or moved my back, it hurt so much it woke me up from being asleep. I remember tons of days just walking around with back pain, trying to act like it wasn't a big deal. Taking thousands of Advil in my life, trying to numb the pain, along with Tylenol, and drinking a lot to also numb my entire body's pain. Where did the shift happen? The shift happened when I started to look at what I could change. What I notice in other people is, first, a lack of any genuine desire to actually be free of it. I encounter many people that say they've got pain and they don't even ask for any help. There's this assumption that it has to be this way. The first step is to see, admit that this is how it is, and to see that there is another way, or want another way of living possible. The ridiculous thing is most of the people I talk with chronic pain honestly don't seem to have a desire to be free of it. Now that seems insane. When you look at that, you might think, no, Jerry, it's impossible. There's no way you would have back pain, neck pain, and headaches on a daily basis and want to be free of it. I'll put this in best terms with my alcoholism, because I identify every day as an alcoholic, a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And what I noticed is that for many years, I did not want to stop drinking. I wanted to want to stop. And yet I would keep doing it anyway. I rarely asked anyone's advice, rarely sought any help for it. I tried, if anything, to do it myself, and then would just give up and feel like I couldn't. the very clear example where I've needed help, where I clearly looked like my life would be better without drinking, and yet I wouldn't ask for help, and I genuinely wasn't interested in being free of it until I was. Until the pain got so great that I said, look, I'm willing to do anything to stop drinking. And once I went through that, and once I realized I actually could stop drinking, that I didn't have to go back to it, then I realized, oh, all right, well, now let's work this on my back, neck pain, and headaches, because I don't want to have any more back pain or neck pain or headaches. What do I have to do to be completely free of those? And I imagined a life where I wouldn't have consistent pain, and I wouldn't take Advil on a daily basis to numb the pain, and I wouldn't either not complain about it because no one would care, or complain about it and feel like a wimp, or go around telling everyone how much pain I was in and fail to ask for help. I listen to people and they say, oh, my neck hurts so much, my back hurts so much. They never, we've almost never asked for any help with it. I talked to a lady the other day with horrible back pain and neck pain. She's going to get a surgery where they're going to cut everything open. And she had it before. And she's in the same pain as before. And she's doing the same thing. Now, just for me, for my common sense, all right, if you're in pain, the last thing you'd want to do is have yourself cut open and have them play around in there when that didn't work before. I talked to a guy maybe a day or two ago, horrible back pain. He went to have an epidural for it, and he was hoping it'd last for 28 days, and it only lasted for 4 days, and he nearly fell down. The back pain became so great. He never once asked me for any suggestions, even though he knows I used to have back pain. Even though he seems like it hurts so much. The key thing is to honestly really stop identifying as this is who you are, a person in pain. And that's what the first step I did to get out of this. So for 21 years, I just thought this is part of who I am. I'm a person who has headaches. I'm a person who has back pain. I'm a person who has neck pain. And especially once I got injured as a police officer, then there became this identification that, well, I got hurt as a cop, and so my back is not 100% anymore. Then when I pulled my back again playing racquetball, well, this is related to that injury I had as a police officer before. One day in high school, I was jumping around and pulled my back just from jumping out of my chair and playing video games. I was inspired. I saw a live streamer talking about back pain right in the description of his post. And I just want to tell him there's a way out. That's why I've went on about this so much. It makes a huge difference. You've got to honestly, really, actually want it to stop and be willing to do whatever it takes to become a new person, because you might need to change. I needed to change some big things in my life in order to get rid of my daily back, neck, and headache pains. I wasn't able to just do one little thing and that's it. I literally needed to overhaul my entire life, some of the most integral parts of who I thought I was, and become something new. So for 21 years, I just kind of went along with this. I tried to just manage it. And I see that so often. People just keep doing the same things and trying to manage the pain. Where I had the change is I started looking at one key thing. What am I doing to cause this back pain? What am I doing to cause my neck pain and my headaches? And what can I do to prevent back, neck, and headache pains from even occurring to start with? Those are two key lines of thought that have given me a journey out of this. I remember having headaches lots of days in high school and just hating life. I remember drinking and having god-awful headaches and hangovers, having caused all of that. And so many of us, we see other people with these same kinds of things. And it's so easy to look at the other person and say, well, if you quit doing that job you were doing, you'd be out of your back pain. If you quit screaming at people every day at your job, or if you quit having this big resentment against your husband, or if you would stop sitting at a computer all day, you wouldn't have these neck pains. It's so easy to look at other people and see what they could do. And for me, it took me 21 years to really look in and say, okay, I'm sick. I am tired. I refuse to go around in pain in this body every day, because when I live a sober life, I don't get to numb the pain. And when I stopped drinking and went to Alcoholics Anonymous and continue going every day, I realized after a few months that while taking an Advil for my back pain or headache or neck ache wasn't exactly taking a drink, it still felt similar. That instead of addressing the underlying issue of why I wanted to take that pill, what I did to cause my pain, instead of looking at that, I was just, well, it hurts. Let me throw this pill down and take the edge off. And that motivated me to look around and say, what can I change? Because for 21 years, I just went around in pain, suffering, laying in bed, praying to God that my pain would go away. And then it'd go away, and then I would do something to cause it again. Going around on a daily basis, doing things that hurt my back, my neck, and gave me headaches. Going around not taking care of myself. In high school, I would hardly eat anything during the day. And then I would hardly drink anything during the day. And then I would get a dehydration and lack of food headache often at the end of the day. After exerting myself all day and going through school, I would get a headache often at the end of the day after school. And I just thought that's the way things are. That's just how it is. Not once did I stop and consider, what am I doing that's contributing to this? So many days I had these neck pains and I would get, it'd start out right in the back of my neck and I'd get so mad. And I'd say, oh, here we go again. Another freaking headache. I wouldn't say freaking, another. And I often would preventatively take an Advil. Like, well, it seems like I'm about to get a headache, so let me just take an Advil or a Tylenol or a Tylenol PM or an Advil PM. Or, well, I'm having some back pain today. Maybe I can have a couple of drinks. That'll make me feel a little bit better. Yeah, I'll have some drinks today. That'll help me out with my back. And then I'd have a few drinks and I'd relax. And then those first two were so good. Let's have a couple more. And then all of a sudden I'm drunk. And then the next day I wake up with a horrible hangover. My back feels better, but I have a horrible headache. And not even wondering why I did that again. That I got a few hours of relief in exchange for another headache. It doesn't have to be like that. You can have total relief consistently. What you might notice is that this 21 years is in my past, therefore it's not all about age either. I listen to Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer, and we've got to get rid of these excuses. As long as I used excuses, I was distracted and not paying attention to what I could do to focus my energy on freedom. What did I do? What I did is looked around and said, what am I doing that's causing my pain? And how can I stop whatever I'm doing that's causing my pain? And what can I do to prevent my pain from occurring? Those are two separate things. So let's address each one of those. First, in every single case, I've never seen one person who has chronic pain who is not making it happen, who is not doing something that is making a very significant contribution for it. Very often for people, it's their jobs. I know several guys that I see on a regular basis. They have back pain, recurring back pain. They're going to the doctor. They're going to the chiropractor. They've had surgeries. And what do? They keep doing all this work that requires intensive stress on the back. Things like being a contractor, moving around heavy things. And they keep stressing their back out constantly through their work. And they tell me, they say, Jerry, well, I have to do this for work. I don't know another way to make money. If you don't know another way to make money and you have to do this for work, then you also have to have back pain. And you're therefore saying that you are willing to take the back pain along with doing your work, instead of trying to learn a different way to make money that doesn't involve back pain. There are lots of ways to make money that do not involve back pain. For me, I looked around in my life and I found that all over my life, there were things I was doing contributing to my back pain, my neck pain, and my headaches. The number one thing I had the very humbling realization was contributing for me personally to probably 90%+ of my back pain, my neck pain, and my headaches. And this was a real hard thing for me to face. And it took months of me going to Alcoholics Anonymous and working the steps and finally talking about this specific issue. And the issue was with my sex habits. I fully explained those in my Speaker Meeting 2017 book. And I'll just give a summary here. My sex habits were causing a lot of stress on my back, my neck, and on resulting headaches from the neck and back stress. I had never talked about those habits with anyone. I had been praying as long as I could remember since being a teenager for those to change. And I would pray for those to change, and I never would ask for help or admit them to anyone else. I kept those habits strictly secret, strictly to myself, strictly in shame. I would never talk to anyone about those. I'd pray to God for relief, and the next day I'd be in the middle of the compulsion causing all the pain again. And I only thought it was reasonable after to have the back pain in a short context to whatever I'd done. I didn't realize that even if I hadn't contributed anything to it, I was constantly leaving my back and my neck in a weakened state that made me more vulnerable to anything else happening in life. Now, sure, there are things that happen to some of us. Some of us get in car accidents. Even in these cases, how were we driving? Were we driving too fast? Were we exceeding a speed limit? Were we distracted? Many of our car accidents are preventable if we think ahead about it. If we realize the possible loss and damage we could suffer by when we're distracted or fooling around in the car. I got one speeding ticket in my life and I was changing the radio. If I would not have been changing the radio and I would not have been speeding, I wouldn't have got that ticket. Many of us can avoid car accidents by taking responsibility for our own driving. Now, yes, there are some things that happen to us, but even in those cases, there's a lot we can do to not make it worse. While my sex habits accounted for the majority of what I was contributing to my back pain and neck pain, there were a lot of other things I was doing that were also contributing. The way I ate and the way I drank. So in addition to my sex habits, I'd also cite my drinking. Between my sex habits and my drinking, that was 90% of the cause of my neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The majority of headaches I've had in my life were the result of hangovers. I had tons of hangovers in my life from drinking too much. Another thing that I needed to ask for help with. I couldn't just pray to God and try and do it myself. I still go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day, reach out and help others. And that allows me to stay sober today because a headache's about the best thing I could hope for if I drank again. That'd be about the, if that was the worst thing that happened, that'd be about the best result I could hope for. I had hundreds, if not thousands of headaches as a result of drinking. Again, something I did to myself, and I probably took thousands of Advil to compensate for those self-caused headaches. Therefore, almost all of the pain I've experienced in my life, I caused myself. And not only that, but the pain I caused myself left me more vulnerable when something happened that wasn't out of my control. If we put these two things together, we can really see a complete picture of our lives and a way out today. Now, if someone who's perfectly healthy and in great shape gets in something that you might say wasn't preventable, you couldn't do anything about, like a car accident, there's a lot better shot for having it, depending on what happens, not go as bad. But if you're already on the edge, if you're already hurting yourself, if you're already not taking care of yourself, then something else can push you over the edge so easily. For me, I was working in 2008 as a police officer. I was making an arrest. Now, I chose to be a police officer. I understood I could get hurt in the line of duty. I made that decision. If you want to be free from pain, there's a huge part of taking total responsibility for our own decisions and stopping blaming it on other people and other things that happen to us and our age and everything else. I decided to be a police officer. I went to work every day in pain many days. And on one particular day, I hurt my back. And that was the worst my back's been hurt in my life. For weeks, it hurt almost constantly every day. I took pills that were prescribed by the doctor to feel better with it. And I guarantee you, I would not have had that happen if I'd been taking better care of myself. At the time, I was sober, but I was doing nothing else to prevent back pain. I was stressed. I was very tense. And when you're stressed and you're tense, it's much easier to get hurt. That's why in drunk driving accidents, the drunks often come out better than the non-drunks, because the drunks are all relaxed and smash and are not as tensed up. When you're all tensed up and you're all stressed out, it's very easy for anything else to just snap, to really push you over the edge. And in this case, I was tense, and then I had a bit of back strain on an already weakened back from all the things I'd done to it. Then I pulled my back. Then I suffered consistent back pain from there, as bad as I'd ever suffered it in my life. For years, my back was the weakest it's ever been after that. I remember one day when I was a police officer picking something up and my back immediately straining, and I didn't even hardly want to talk about it with anyone. Again, I put myself in all the situations that made it happen. And I'm grateful today that I made a ton of adjustments in my life that prevent most of it. It's not that occasionally I don't get a headache, but that's not the normal, and that's not who I am now. And even when it happens, it's a learning experience. I say, what do I learn from this? And I look at, what did I do to contribute to this, and how do I stop doing that? I found drinking caffeine on a regular basis and diet sodas contributes to me having headaches. I found one thing that's really powerful for preventing backaches, neck aches, and headaches, and that is massage. Getting a massage is hugely helpful for preventing neck pain, back pain, and headache, because the massage helps loosen up all my muscles. It helps get out all of that extra stuff that needs to be pushed out of my system. It helps get all the junk out of my body. It helps me relax. It helps me learn what it feels like to be relaxed. And for me, I found a massage every week. I have not had any consistent back pain, neck pain, or headaches since I've started getting massages, and since I've stopped drinking, and since I've changed my sex habits. Those three things have annihilated my daily pain that I experienced thousands of days, probably tens of thousands of hours of discomfort. And those three things have annihilated my daily pain. And I'm grateful that chance to share that with you today. There's other things that can work besides massage. There's things like acupuncture. You might be able to do a float, meditation, prayer. There's tons of things you can do that can be really relaxing that can help with that also. Exercise, I get daily exercise also now. I've went into the most critical details up front, but there's a lot of other little lifestyle things that can make a difference too. For example, as I'm recording this, I'm standing up right now because being in a seated position, I look back at my habits. Most of the time that I spent years in pain, I sat a lot. I sat through the day in high school, I sat through the afternoon playing video games, and I sat through the evening eating and watching TV. The times I've been in the most pain in my life, I sat down a lot. The times I felt the best in my life, I stood up and ran around a lot. When I was a little kid, I didn't have daily back and neck pains and headaches. That was before any of my sex habits. That was before I drank. And that was before I also sat around a lot. As a kid, I was always up and running around. But once I got to be a teenager, I started sitting a lot. And that's when my chronic pain started. Almost everyone that I see who's in pain a lot in the back, neck, and headache sits a lot. They don't get... By sitting a lot, I mean anything more than sitting down for maybe 2 or 3 hours a day is sitting a lot. These bodies are designed to move. These bodies are designed to be standing up. These bodies do not seem to be designed to sit down, especially not with back support, and to be lazy. These bodies are intended to move around. It's nice today because I feel sitting is a luxury. It's something I get to enjoy today instead of my default state. This is why I play video games standing up. If you're afraid that you can't stand up that long, you will get used to it. In fact, it took my knees It took my knees and my legs a little while to get used to standing up. But man, my back pain, neck pain, and headaches, when you combine all these things, this is what has helped eliminate them. The gamer I'm thinking of was talking about his back pain in his post. He sits down and plays video games. Then he has a very active job where he carries things. Now he's thinking it might be nice to come home and rest and play video games. But ironically, for your back, it seems more resting for your back to stand up or lay down than sit down. Because when you're sitting down, your back muscles are actually stretched out in this position. And if you consider having a muscle stretched out, this is not a relaxing position to have a muscle way stretched out. If you try stretching stuff out, you'll find that that's not a relaxed position. A relaxed position where everything is kind of balanced. And standing up is a balanced position for the body. Standing up, all the muscles are kind of balanced standing up. Hence, the body is designed to stand up. The muscles are in balance standing up. Additionally, standing up makes it easier to keep moving. Sitting down, it is hard to just adjust and keep the little quirks in the body that allow the body to get those little energy quirks out. What also helps a lot with back pain, neck pain, and headaches is walking, especially walking outside, getting some fresh air. I consistently walk my dog outside for maybe 30 minutes to an hour a day, and that walking energy helps get out some of the little energy buildups in various places, helps kind of shake the muscles up a little bit, which helps to avoid having that back, neck pain, and headache even come up in the first place. Back pain, neck pain, and headaches often happen, in my experience, as a function of my body's energy and positioning being all messed up. Sitting in a chair all day, hunched over, leaning, looking at a computer is a great way for me to get a back, neck ache, and a headache all together. In fact, many of my headaches started as a function of my neck position. The neck appears to work best in a straight up and down position, which is why I've set my entire studio up to have my body standing up where my head is lined up straight. If you're sitting down, crouched over, looking at a computer, you're just asking to be in pain. And if you've got an office you have to go to for your job, there's lots of flexibility. You could easily get a standing desk in your office and set it up so your monitor is exactly at eye level so you can stand up straight without craning your back, your neck, or your head. My studio, I designed it completely for myself. I bought a standing desk for $500. And is it worth $500? Absolutely. I stand up, everything is in perfect position. I can easily move around and stay moving. It burns extra calories standing up. Another huge thing for back pain, neck pain, and headache is just carrying around too much extra weight. For a lot of my adult life, I was anywhere from overweight to obese, and even crossed into morbidly obese at one point. I weighed as much as 75 pounds, or about 32 or 35 or so kilograms more than I do right now. About, if you're in England, about 12 stones. More than I do right now. A lot of people I encounter who are having back pain, neck pain, and headaches are significantly overweight. Naturally, it stresses the rest of your body to carry around a whole bunch of extra weight. What I do is I eat a whole plant, mostly vegan diet today, and what I drink is 99% of what I drink. I got water in here. Water's almost the only thing I drink today, because water doesn't give me any caffeine in it. Water gives me what I need without anything else. Then I eat fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and beans. Those are the main things I eat straight out of the book, How Not to Die. I've noticed since I've changed my diet, my body feels full of energy, that it's been easy and natural to keep weight off, because when you eat whole plant foods, you get full, and you get full without nearly as many calories. While you can stuff your face with 5 pieces of cake that have thousands of calories, as I've done many times, and just barely get full, Try stuffing your face with 5 or 10 apples, and you will be lucky to want to eat for hours after that, and it's not that many calories, and it has a ton of things that are good for you. The way you eat contributes to what kind of pain you have in your life today. When we get this level of responsibility in our own lives, we start to see that there's a lot of work we can do to be free from our pain. Now, an anvil could fall out of the sky at any time and break my back, and I might in the short term have horrible back pain, and I might have done nothing to deserve that anvil aside from just being alive. That said, we have a lot of choice in what we do after something we couldn't control happens to us. I have a friend who got in a car accident that nearly took his life, and he's taking responsibility for his rehabilitation. He takes responsibility to make sure he's increasing and working his muscles. My son is 7 months old. He works out and tries to make himself stronger every single day. Sure, there's things that happen to us in life. Those are the minority, though. The majority is what we do on a daily basis. And almost anything can be cured or fixed or healed. I'm reading some amazing stories out of Brazil of a surgeon able to do surgeries on people who are awake, cutting out tumors without any anesthesia, without any medical license, and healing people incredibly. There are amazing ways to be healed. As I've talked about, I've experienced a lot of healing just by talking to people. I've experienced healing through doing regressions with the hypnotherapist. I've experienced a lot of healing doing massages. There are many stories of people just putting their hands on another person and healing them, just like Jesus. What Jesus did was not special. Lots of us can do that when we open our minds to it. What I've seen also is research indicating about half of people that were a big part of surgery is the placebo effect, that people think something is going to work, that I think if I have this surgery, it'll get better. And then regardless of whether the patient actually has the surgery or not, they get better. I just read a story from the Holocaust of somebody getting whipped and his back healing immediately and completely right in front of the whipper after having a vision of Jesus and the torturer being blown away as the guy's back healed in real time right in front of him. Opening our mind to these incredible possibilities allows us to stop being a person who goes around in daily chronic pain and to start experiencing our full and pain-free life. And age is another excuse. I'm older than I've ever been in this body before, and I feel better than I've ever felt today. And there's no reason, just because this is body that is 34, that doesn't mean it doesn't work at 44, 54, 64, 74, 84, 94, or 104. If at any point I become incapable of feeling better and I go around in chronic pain and there's nothing I can do about it, from my view, this body might as well pass away and I can get a nice new one. Why bother with it? If it really is that hopeless, why endure it? You don't get an award for suffering the most on a daily basis. You're not going to come up to God or Jesus or Muhammad or Buddha or whoever welcomes you, your family, they're not going to give you, oh, you did a great job. You really suffered the hell out of that lifetime. You did so good, all that pain, and look, you got through it. Great job. Great job being miserable for 50 years of your life and silently resenting it and not complaining it. And great job on that. You did so good. No, you're not going to get an award for suffering the longest. Well, congratulations for surviving with miserable pain for 50 years. We're all so proud of you. There's nothing honorable about miserably suffering through life each day. There's something honorable about living the best life you can today and asking for help and accepting that when you feel good, it's easier to do good. And when you feel bad, it's easier to do bad. Most of the worst days of my life, I didn't feel very good and I tried to help everyone else around me feel the same way. Feeling good is feeling God. To me, God is an experience that I am able to have right now. It's much easier to feel God when I'm feeling good. When I'm feeling bad, it's a call to action to make changes, to get back to feeling good and feeling God. So I'm grateful. And sometimes things are just meant to be learned from and to help us produce gratitude. So an occasional backache or neckache or headache, it doesn't signal the end of the world. Sometimes I have internal pains that are inside. It seems like it's toward the back, towards the rear area, and I just lay down and I focus completely on the pain. I say, what are you here to teach me? How may I help you? What would you like me to do? Do you want me to just pay attention to nothing but you? You've got my full attention. I'm going to lay on the couch and feel how much this hurts. And often it passes away very quickly. Sometimes our pain just wants us to pay attention to it. Some of us can even have pains as a result of past life trauma. And going to a hypnotherapist can help us be free. I've read a bunch of stories of people who had chronic back, neck pain, and headaches from Brian Weiss. He got into these past life regressions. A bunch of people, nothing they would do would modify or alter their pain. Until they had a past life regression, they remembered getting shot in the back of the head or shot with an arrow in the back. And as soon as they experienced that memory, the pain went away for good. If you've tried everything, there might be something else that is a part of everything you haven't thought of yet. Wouldn't that be worth a try? If you suffered daily back pain, neck pain, and headache, it turns out in one of my past life regressions, I took my own life to the back of my head, right where I'd had so many pain and neck aches. So the exact spot where I'd had so many pains and neck aches, that exact spot's where I'd taken my life in a previous incarnation. And now today, if I get a headache or a neck ache, I think of that previous lifetime too. I remember it. And it usually goes away pretty quickly. Some of our pains are here to teach us very valuable lessons and get us connected with people. They're not here for no reason. The only way they're here for no reason is if we just look at them and say, this is stupid, it shouldn't be like this, and we don't look any farther. We don't look to take responsibility for what we're contributing. If we don't look to say, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? And if we fail to take the opportunity to think prevention, how can I prevent this from happening again? Once you've seen what you've done, then to see, well, I hope you've got to the end of this with a ton of motivation and hope, because there is hope. You don't have to suffer daily pain, and you don't have to have a miserable surgery to get potential relief. It can be done all naturally. Now, I imagine there's plenty of times that surgeries have helped. I am not a medical doctor. I'm an ordinary person. This is my experience, and I trust you will use that responsibly. This is my journey through 21 years in pain to freedom today, where I feel wonderful every single day. And thank you for helping me remember that today. Thank you for helping me remember all the days I laid in bed with headaches, all the days I took Advil for my back pain, all the days I resented and hated the little neck pain that would start and creep up the back of my neck, all the times I wished for a way out, but I would not do anything to make that happen. I hated that it existed, but I wouldn't take any leaps of faith to get out of it. All the days I've listened to others who've complained, oh man, I have a horrible headache today. And not once do they ask for a suggestion from me. Not once do they ask, what do you think I'm doing that contributes to this? How do you think I can feel better? Not once asking for a way out. Ask for a way out and you will have one. I'm grateful for this message to share with you today. I love you. I prayed to God. I imagine before I made this video the millions of hours of suffering with pain that this could alleviate as you experience it and as you share your experience with another person who shares their experience with another person. When you see how much you could help other people eliminate their pain, there's a really strong motivation to do the absolute best you can. I have a huge motivation to do the absolute best I can for you today, because I know how much you can do the same for others, and that When we live in a world where we don't need to take pills and drink just to try and get through the day, we can be fully present here to reach out and help someone else. That is the world of my dreams, a world that already exists today. And thank you for making that with me. I love you. You're awesome. I imagine when this is helpful for you, you will find a way to carry the message yourself.